Yeah, I think they've done a not a very good job of building the economic base, which causes our taxes to go up, which causes people to leave, which causes, you know, it's just a chain reaction. They've done a real good job of maintaining what we have and building up the community, but we're not building and we're not working on, you know, the buzzword of economic development, which means a lot of different things to a lot of people. There's a lot of talk about it, and from both the people that are running for office. But when they talk about it, they talk about what other people have done, whatever people could do, what we might do, what they've heard. But for people that have been on the city council for longer than I can remember, and we still have very, very little, even theoretically, going on short of the Coast Guard. Hooray for the Coast Guard. Another $300 million this year, right? Maybe that'll ease up some housing, too, with what they're building. But all in all, I'd say that the city council has not done a good job of working real hard and facilitating economic development and raising the tax base. I shouldn't say raising the tax base. I should say enlarging the tax base. We're not going to raise taxes. Immediately, it's the waterfront. There's going to be a lot of money coming here because of the however many trillion dollars that they put into the infrastructure bill. Everything from the facilities for the ferry to tourism to the whole waterfront boat harbor, development of the part of the waterfront that hasn't been developed, that can be developed. I think that's my main priority. You know, we're a working waterfront. Literally, we're the biggest harbor in the state. And when you go from harbor to harbor to harbor, and I think I've been in every single one of them, as far as users and everything, we're one of the worst. It's just not very good here. So, and I think we can do better.